From the heart of Europe to the world, this is RTI.
Welcome to Postcard from Potbread, boys and girls. On a day I never thought I'd happen, I'm able to report on a royal wedding. It is a special this week. We'll start off in a second. I'll explain more. I'm Eric Wiltshire at the base of the Tatry Mountains here in the east of Slovakia in Potbread. Lee Banks is our UK correspondent on the wedding today. Hello, Lee.
How do you do? How are you doing? This is my second royal wedding, actually.
Stop it. But first of all, boys and girls, before we try and get across to that which is on the television on the BBC, which Lee's going to be looking at, we'll be trying to cross to Westminster Abbey shortly. And later in the programme, we're going to China as well. But first off, this is the build-up, how networks in America, in Slovakia, in the UK started to talk about Kate Middleton. And we start with STV in Slovakia, then we'll fly across the continent into the Atlantic and over to America for the real hype starting. Then the BBC, ITN and Sky News. My goodness sake, what's going to happen today?
George.
Najpompéznejšia udalosť roka sa blíži a vy budete vďaka nám pritom. Veľkolepú kráľovskú svadbu princa Williama a Kate Middleton uvidíte naživo na obrazovkách slovenskej televízie. A my začíname už od 9. ráno. Svadobný deň Williama a Catherine. V piatok na jednotke.
That was Friday in Slovakia.
Prince William and Kate Middleton are indeed engaged to be married. CBS News correspondent Elizabeth Palmer joins us this morning from Buckingham Palace in London. Good morning, or rather good afternoon where you are.
Good morning. Well, the whole country is abuzz. This was a very well-kept secret. We learned this
as soon as the engagement was announced, Buckingham Palace switched into high gear, and the polishing began.
Láska bude spečatená. Televízia Markíza vás pozýva na kráľovskú svadbu 29. apríla iba na Markíze.
Join the BBC team for the royal wedding.
We'll be sharing all the excitement and joy.
Be our guest on the big day.
The royal wedding, next Friday from 8:30 on ITV1 and ITV1 HD.
In 1947, you could see it in black and white. In 1981, you could see it live.
Join us for a whole day of royal wedding coverage, live and in sparkling high definition on Sky News HD.
Join Anderson Cooper, Piers Morgan, Kat Deeley and Richard Quest as they bring you every unforgettable moment. The Royal Wedding, Friday, live on CNN.
Well, that's how some of the broadcasters around the world announced the fact that they were going to be involved in the Royal Wedding. Something like 5,000 journalists are there. Can you believe it, Lee?
Well, yeah, on an event like this, yeah, the coverage is absolutely phenomenal. Whether the event actually warrants that kind of coverage, I don't really know. But actually, it's a good, happy thing that affects the world and makes the world smile and feel something.
Absolutely wonderful. You can hear in the background some sound from Buckingham Palace, which I gather is what you're watching now, isn't it, Lee?
Yes, I am. Yeah, I'm just looking at somebody with a... God, what's that? People are bizarre, aren't they? Why has he got the London Tower on his head?
I have no idea.
And they're all dressed as cowboys. Yeah, that makes sense, doesn't it? Wear a Union Jack and dress as a cowboy.
Something like that, yes.
Well, Elton John is there.
Elton John's there. The Beckhams are in. I can't remember his name. He nearly got
who? David Furnish.
No, who's the other?
Millie Brand.
No. Boys and girls, we'll be looking around the world at how broadcasters are covering the event, just for a bit of fun. But it is absolutely a fact. You can feel it here. Actually, in Slovakia, the comments that were made a little bit earlier were from the state broadcaster STV, the first Slovak entry, and the commercial, one of the biggest commercial channel in Slovakia, that's TV Markíza. And they're covering it as well. It's amazing, actually, because today is the start of the hockey season, which is the biggest thing in Central Europe. And yet the television stations are going crazy, absolutely crazy, for the this entire it's fabulous. The entire wedding is superb. So thank you very much indeed to Marquesa and STV as well. So what are you seeing on your screens now, Lee?
Well, it's a bit embarrassing, actually. I'm seeing a young lady being brought into Westminster Abbey in a wheelchair. So we'll pass that one over, shall we?
Yeah.
I've also seen, Boris Johnson.
Oh, he's given them a tandem bike as a present.
I know. Oh. Isn't that weird? And guess what?
What?
You got, what's he called? Elton. Elton and David Deere.
Yes.
They've turned up, but funnily enough, Elton isn't doing a song for the wedding, is he?
No.
But guess who has? Guess who's done one?
Go on.
George Michael! That little whispering fella.
Yes.
He's got a royal record, and it's Stevie Wonder's You and I.
Oh, that's nice,
it's available
isn't it?
For download.
In a couple of seconds, boys and girls, we will be joining the crowds in London to see how people are covering the event. And as the bride and groom move towards Westminster Abbey, and I've got to say right now, there's one thing, I mean, I complain about England-Britain, the whole shooting match, bitterly. And yet, that's part of the reason why I live in Slovakia. But the truth is, there's one thing that no country in the world can beat Great Britain at. And that is pomp and circumstance.
Did you say pomp or pompous?
Pomp. Not
what
pompous.
What pomp is to pompous?
I don't know.
No, really, the pageantry of it is amazing. When Diana got married, I misled you yesterday, ladies and gentlemen. I misled Eric because I told him I got married on the same day as Diana. I didn't actually. I covered Diana's wedding. Married on the same day as Fergie.
That was a big cheer for David Cameron, the Prime Minister.
They're all laughing at him.
No, that was a big cheer for him and his missus.
Yeah, no, they're all shouting, calm down, dear.
Calm down. That'll be in part for 3 or 4 of this week's programme.
No, he did get a big cheer, didn't he?
He did.
It's funny how Tony Blair's not been invited.
Well, he's not. There's a bit of protocol involved in that because
to do with him, yeah.
It's the Order of the Order of the Knights of the Garter. Of which he is not one, nor is Gordon Brown.
Yeah.
Therefore, he doesn't get an invite, whereas John Major does, and Lady Thatcher did, but obviously she's too poorly to go.
Yeah.
And the current PM obviously goes, because he's the current PM. So, notwithstanding
I agree. I agree. And I'm actually, I hold my hands up, I'm pleased that neither Gordon Brown or Tony Blair are there. I think it's a nice slump for him. But in reality, you'd have thought that actually they could have changed the protocol a little, a modicum, to invite them, because there are some strange people there.
Well, it depends on your level of definition of strange, I guess. but there you go.
That other programme, eh?
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, this is your sideways look at the royal wedding of Prince William and Kate Middleton. This is Postcard from Popper. Hi to the guys in Talk Radio X, to Replay Radio on Audio Boo, and, of course, you lovely folks on RTI, however you are listening. It must be a security nightmare, Lee.
Well, I've been watching that, and actually, the security is so low-key in reality compared to... I was down in London, I went to Buckingham Gate a while ago, and the whole of London was on a massive security alert where there were stopping cars on the mile, there were people just... you couldn't move without security, and yet, at the wedding, if you actually watch the TV now, you can see all the traffic moving quite happily in the background, 100 yards away from where the crowds are, where the wedding's taking place. There are a few police around in the yellow jackets and with their hats on and things like that, looking quite pleasant. The security is very low-key, but it must actually be gigantic. And that's another thing we sometimes do very well.
What's that?
Well, security, do this kind of low-key security, which is very, very, very intense, and everybody's secure, everything's secure, but you can barely see it. Sometimes the Brits are accused of being a bit heavy-handed as far as the policing events are concerned, but in this case, no, it's all low-key and nice.
Oh, there's Elton John.
Where? He's not on my telly.
He's on my telly. He's in Westminster Abbey already with David. He walked in. He had his little invitation in his hand, hot and sweaty, I'm sure, for the royal wedding.
Oh, little help.
Yeah.
He's put a bit of weight on. Haven't you seen?
He has. Well, I thought that as well, but I didn't want to say.
He's a little tubby Elton.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Oh. I'll tell you what. I didn't want to make comment at all.
Why?
Well, because... Oh, Nick Clegg's there. There's David Beckham.
I tell you what, David Beckham looks like a cartoon character, doesn't he?
Oh, I wouldn't say
it's
that.
Impossible to be that gorgeous.
I want to know why
alive.
All the girls are wearing black hats.
Well, because William's going off the market, isn't he?
There's John Major, a lovely man, met him once as well.
Yeah, dressed in grey.
He's got a blue tie on.
Well, yeah, because he's a Tory, isn't it?
No, he's got a pink shirt, blue tie, grey waistcoat, and he looks very...
That is exactly what John Major's all about, isn't it? A complete mix of everything that comes down to ultimately nothing. No style, man, no.
Right, in part two of the programme, which is, getting to us very nearly, we'll join both the Prince and Kate Middleton as they go towards Westminster Abbey, and also we'll be then running forward for you to see how people report on the fact that they are now married. Oh, my God, they're playing green sleeves. Oh, dear. It's very early for you, isn't it?
I've never been up at this time. You got me up early last week, and I tell you what, I wasn't very pleased about that. But to go to a wedding, you know, this is only the second wedding I've ever been invited to. Apart from my own, I was invited to that.
Well, I'm surprised you got an invite to that.
Well, I did as well, because a lot of people said it'd be better if you stayed away and didn't cause any trouble.
I can go...
Oh, there's Mr. Major again. His missus is looking very nice in white with a black hat. She's got another black hat.
Yeah, they've all got... See, Posh has got a black hat on as well.
She's got a thing on, hasn't she?
I have no idea what thing is.
One of those, what they called? An exterminator. An enticer.
Right, okay.
One of those hats that's not a... A tantaliser.
Right, yes.
A fascinator.
Whatever. I have no idea. Nice to see so many of the guys actually in morning dress as well. That's not a dress.
It's all about morning, isn't it? Black hats. Yeah.
Morning, morning. Your nana.
Oh, heck.
Yeah, morning.
Kludgy.
Actually, I'll tell you what. I haven't seen a church so full in the UK. And I have to say that in Slovakia... This kind of level of participants in the congregation at a church is absolutely normal. The Slovaks must be bemused by all of this. Because,
why? What?
Well, because when you go to a church on Sunday, and in the summer, you can't even get in the churches, of which there are dozens, as you know, in Poprad. Purely because... there's an SMS. Purely because... Everybody goes to church. There's speakers outside. It's phenomenal. How
just for an ordinary church service, you mean?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, right. Nothing like that in Britain.
No, absolutely flipping not.
What they do is put the speakers in the pub next door. Yeah. That's where all the congregation is, isn't it?
Anyway, the Westminster Abbey is filling beautifully. And we are going to join very shortly William and Kate as they make their journey, their final journey, as, in Kate's terms, as a commoner, because she changes from being a commoner into somebody in the royal household.
Who's not common.
Well, yeah, it's two commoners like us talking about it. Very common. And, of course, Prince William is, as you quite rightly said, off of the list shortly as he becomes married. And it would be nice to see how everybody reacts to Catherine, as everybody's, certainly the palace is calling her, St. James's, and of course William himself. And I don't think anything will change with her. It will just be she's Princess Catherine. The newspapers here in Slovakia, in the magazines, things like 7 Days, are actually already posing the question, are they the new king and queen of the UK? That's the big question on the front page of magazines here. Seriously?
Well, ultimately they are. Of course they are, yeah.
Yeah, but seriously, I mean, I watched the what the papers say this morning, and it was jam-packed in the UK, obviously, of content about the royal family. But I looked at the newspaper stand in one of the big supermarkets here last night in Poprad, and it is cram-packed with the royal wedding. Absolutely. Shelves and shelves of newspapers, magazines, all to do with the royal wedding. Absolutely astounding. There's David Beckham on screen again. He looks very smart.
He looks gorgeous. I don't fancy men, but I tell you, David Beckham looks gorgeous. Yeah. He has absolute film star looks, but he looks like a cartoon, like some very clever artist has drawn him.
Yes, well...
That's the problem with it. It doesn't look real. I'm just looking at the Daily Mail, you know.
Yeah.
And it's just fascinating, the amount of stuff. This is where newspapers do take over, because the amount of material that they've got in that edition, with clever headlines, beautiful pictures, background stories, it's incredible. And it's just, there's a new, nice headline. Tents, tiaras and a few tears in the streets of London.
Mm. Mm. Oh, there's...
Pomp and pageantry.
The late Diana's brother in the congregation, which I think is rather sweet.
With his new fiancée.
Yes, actually, she
changes his fiancées as quickly as you change your... Whatever.
Well, careful what you say there. Looking absolutely stunning. Delegations from around the world, especially the Commonwealth, who are all at the Abbey today. That's royal protocol. If you're not sure about that, that's the reason why they're there in preference to others, because they're all part of the Commonwealth. Sorry, America, but you're not part of that one.
America.
You don't get any preferences at all. Anyway, we'll have a very, very, very short break. We'll be back in a couple of seconds' time as William and Kate find their way to the Abbey.
RTI.
As promised, we return to, and you can hear the crowds. There's William on the way to Westminster Abbey in a short, very small cortege. But the hundreds of thousands of people that are there, Lee, is just astonishing.
Oh, yeah. Some reports are saying there are 1 million people there. And I quite expect there are. Yeah. But there they are. Yeah, he's arriving. Now, that was unexpected, wasn't it? Nobody expected him to appear at that moment.
No.
And like you say, the smallness of the cortege... still fascinates me, the way the security is, it appears to be minimal security everywhere. Now, he's getting out of the car, you can see.
I have to say, yes, I agree with you, but I think the circle around the area is incredibly well organised security-wise.
Absolutely, absolutely, that's what I'm saying. And I think the police and the security...
Wait for the cheers.
That's it. He's looking very smart, isn't he, dear?
He is, isn't he? The crowds in the background are going mad, and there's a reminding me that there's a huge, like a miniature village of journalists in the background from around the world. NHK were reporting from there today.
Yeah.
Have
you noticed they've all come dressed like they're out of the 1960s Magical Mystery Tour?
Ha ha, very good. As for Al Jazeera this morning, a whole bunch of channels from around the world I was looking at this morning, all reporting on the royal wedding. We'll be back in a very, very short second as William and Prince Harry enter Westminster Abbey. Well early, it has to be said, incredibly early, as we take a short pause as we wait for Kate Middleton to arrive on the scene.
RTI.
The beautiful sounds of the bells at Westminster Cathedral. More people getting out in very, very sharply polished cars, it's got to be said. Presumably that's what you're seeing on the BBC, Lee.
I'm seeing, yeah. I don't know who these are. I think this is the family coming in. Yeah, it is. At first, I thought it was a bit cheap when they turned up in a minibus, but then you realise you've got a fleet of minibuses. And the sound of those bells, that's just wonderful. That's so evocative.
Let's just have a little listen to those.
Yeah.
Absolutely gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. They can copy them anywhere, but they can't do the originals. Has to be said. We're still awaiting the Queen and Prince Philip. Prince Philip, of course, who had a little chat with Lee Banks a couple of years ago.
He certainly did, didn't he?
He did
what
indeed.
What a charming man. Well, absolutely. He wasn't rude to me. No. He didn't offend me.
And no gaffes whatsoever. and, of course, we had the honour of the Queen here in Pop Pride. And I was at about 3 foot from her. It was wonderful, wonderful day I had. We'll be seeing her shortly, and also Kate Middleton as she arrives as the Duchess. But I think she'll be styled as the Princess, because that'll be the easy. There's the Archbishop greeting people as they come into the Abbey. It is, well, This is just the one thing that Great Britain does well. Let's listen to a quickly eavesdrop on Westminster Abbey. More guests arriving as we pay tribute to William and Catherine's wedding today on postcard from Pontbread. Sorry?
No, I'm just saying Eugene has just turned up, looking very, very healthy in the sort of salmon-coloured weird hat and suit. She looks lovely. Oh, that's it. Even the Archbishop had a funny hat on. Did you notice?
Thank you. Charles's brother's just arrived. More from the royal family have arrived. Looking incredibly well turned out, it's got to be said. Yeah. But also very modern. Not in sort of dour clothing, should I say.
It's like it. It's almost like with them, with the chaps in the uniforms and the girls in their special suits, it's like a really posh ascot, really.
It is rather, isn't it? but not dissimilar to the sort of clothing you'd expect to see, as you say, at ascot.
Oh, yeah. Queen's on the way. She's dressed in lemon. She looks stunning. And my friend Philip is there. He's got his best bib and tucker on, looking very pleasant.
Well, beautiful.
You see them?
Yeah, the Queen's sister's just arrived in the Abbey as well, being greeted by the Archbishop currently. Looking at some of the other pictures as we've got them on screen here, literally there are hundreds, I suspect, of channels running this. We'll be finding out, as I said earlier, how China have been reporting on it, and hopefully get some numbers there as well. But in the Middle East, across Europe, certainly in America, on STV right now, they've got live coverage. They also have on TV Markiza, which is one of the Slovak commercial channels. And Al Jazeera have got people there, CNN have got people there, NBC are there. It's just phenomenal, the amount of channels I've got on this. How my internet's doing this, I don't know. On the screen at the moment, looking at the millions, I suspect it's got to be into billions of people who have just taken the day off to watch this spectacular in London, Lee.
I was just thinking, while you were talking then, because Camilla and Charles are just about to arrive.
They are indeed, yes.
Yeah, and it just struck me, as much as there is all this pomp and circumstance, and I'm really not trying to rain on anybody's parade when I say this, but it actually doesn't have that grand feeling of fairy tale romance that Diana's wedding, say, had and things like that. That romance and that fairy tale and that drama and chutzpah just doesn't seem to be there. It's basically a big, happy event. But there seems to be something missing.
Charles got out the wrong side of the car.
See, there you go. They're all dressed in this sort of ivory colour, isn't it?
That's lovely, isn't it?
Fashionable this year, you know, ivory. Yeah.
And lovely cheers for Camilla and Prince Charles. In fact, incredible applause for them.
Amazing, actually.
Absolutely amazing.
She looks, I've got to say, I am a bloke, and I'm looking at her, and I'm thinking, for a woman of her age, she looks very, very good.
She does, doesn't she? Very regal.
Yeah.
Actually, she looks very, very, very regal. The church
Charles
organs
as well. Look at him.
Have started in the Abbey. You can hear them in the background. A beautiful thing to go and see. If ever you got a chance to go to London, do go, because it's an amazing spectacle to see. It really is. We'll continue our coverage in a couple of seconds' time. I think we can see the Queen is just currently arriving, as you said, in a bright yellow hat and coat, Lee.
She looks lovely. It's lemon, not yellow. She's not a canary. it's lemon, and she does. She looks really good. And I tell you what, like you say, we both met her, and she still looks so sprightly and so healthy and so good.
Absolutely. Listen to the crowd go crazy.
That's an indication of how popular the royal family really are in this country.
Well, it was interesting, actually, because I noted on a poll that I think was done for Sky News that in recent weeks there's now the popularity's gone up to over 70% for the royal family, which is great news.
Yeah,
absolutely great news.
It's not going to have done them any harm, has it?
No, absolutely. She does look Her Majesty looks fantastic.
Absolutely. She does. I'm really, you know, When we met, it was 3 years ago, isn't it?
Hang on, hold on. Yep. The Queen's just about to go into Westminster Abbey. We'll get the trumpeters there back on the link in a second, if we can. Otherwise, we won't. We'll miss it all. But that's live radio for you, boys and girls. That's the way it works. What are you seeing on the BBC, Lee?
Well, the Queen's now being greeted by the Archbishop.
Yeah, I can see that now, yeah.
Philip's following along with a big grin on his face.
Your mate.
He's Mr. Happy Ears. I liked him. We had a lovely little chat, not for very long, but it was funny.
Oh, what a fabulous smile from the Queen. That's the exact same smile I remember when I was standing right in front of her, ladies and gentlemen, at the ice hockey stadium in Poprad in Slovakia. Yeah, fabulous.
Right. You know what fascinates me?
Go on.
Just a bit of people watching. She was lovely and friendly towards Camilla. They shook hands and smiled at each other and had a word.
Yeah.
And you know what? She never spoke to Charles.
Well, she's having a little word with everybody now. They're all sort of gathered together.
As I thought,
Charles would walk down with his mum.
Yeah, that's it. You're right. There they are.
Yeah, indeed so. As they prepare to walk down the aisle in Westminster Abbey ahead of Kate Middleton arriving as well, Charles and Camilla together, Her Majesty the Queen and Prince Philip together. Phenomenal scenes in London. It is absolutely phenomenal and lovely to see it. And again, it was a privilege a few years ago to actually meet them here in Poprad, and it's a day that I will certainly never forget, Lee.
I'll never forget it either. I'll never forget it. It was lovely. It was a good time. Look at that. On a personal note, are you wearing your hat for this event?
But I have got Union Jacks on my car today. We'll be back in a couple of seconds, boys and girls, as we await Kate Middleton.
RTI.
And the long-awaited arrival of Kate Middleton, the Duchess now. She's arrived at Westminster Abbey, about to get out and show the world in its entirety her beautiful dress. So I've got to say, Lee, that is absolutely gorgeous.
Well, I'm not very good at wedding dresses, but...
Hold on, Lee. Let's just listen to the crowds.
Yeah.
Absolutely phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Yeah, nice. That's ivory as well, isn't it? That's ivory.
Yeah, it looks beautiful. Waving to the crowds as she literally steps onto the red carpet and goes into Westminster Abbey.
RTI, a place just like home.